Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back live once again. I'm putting them on Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Bluff, you know, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there?
It's all good. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ put them on Blast Radio. And please support us on facebook.com/ put them on Blast Radio. You can download and listen to all the tracks or all the interviews right there on that site. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. And off top, we want to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em on Blast Radio. We want to thank Madman UNG Records. We want to thank Bipolar Naked Magazine. And we want to thank all the supporters. And we want to thank everybody for calling in for their interviews. And much love to everybody out there. And on tonight's show, Miss Kimmy Simone, you know, she came up with this idea where, you know, we need to get back with the kids because we've been dealing with all the adults. So now we're going to let the teenagers speak, let them speak up about the industry and what do they want, because we know they have a lot of questions and we're here to try to answer them. And on tonight's show, we should have YFK, you know, Madman, and a few other ones, hopefully. But we just going to keep it rolling. And Miss Kimmy Simone, you know, she's going to get in here and let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, y'all out there? I just had this idea in my head. Me and Crazy Mo Blood, being old Madman, you know, UNG Records, we all been sitting up here doing this little open mic thing about the industry. And we just want everybody to know, you know, we support everybody and just about everything everybody do. You know, if it's positive, you know, we're rolling with it. The negative, we got to work on it. But right now, you know, we got a caller that's sitting here right now. I don't know exactly who it is, but we're going to find out right now. Caller? Hello?
Hello? Hello, caller?
Hello? Yes. Who's speaking?
You want to put them on Blast Radio? What's going on, YFK?
Nah, chilling.
How you doing? We're doing good. How about y'all? And we're doing wonderful. It's good to hear y'all. Y'all out there, put them on Blast Radio Fest. We got YFK. YFK, right now, we letting the young people speak, all the youth and the young entrepreneurs out there speaking, the young, fly kids. What do you have to, what you want? Well, first of all, let me get into this. Let the people know out there that's not familiar with YFK. Let them know who YFK is.
YFK is Fly Marco.
Lil T. Lil Blay.
The three player kids.
Young Fly Kids.
That's right. That's what's love. Young Fly Kids. Now, tonight, y'all, we're trying to get these other young entrepreneurs to call in tonight, but if not, we got Young Fly Kids on the air. And Young Fly Kids, we know it's a lot of us adults out here that have things that we want to say, and we've been voicing our opinion all this way, and I'm pretty for sure you guys have been listening in, you know, and whatnot, but we want you to give the people out there that's listening a little output on what do you as a youth group want to see different in the industry, or what are you expecting from the industry?
Ourselves.
Yourself?
Yeah, we want to see in the industry is we work harder, and we're going to do better, try to promote ourselves. Stop
okay.
The violence every time.
Okay. Okay, I agree with you. Now, when it comes to, like, you know how there's a lot of more older artists out there? What would YFK want the industry to do for you? What would you want to change? What would you like to change in the industry? You know, as far as, like, you might have a lot of cussing in music. You might have a lot of music that don't say messages for other people, that, you know, people are not really, really, really tuning into, if you can understand what I'm saying, more adult stuff. Would you like to hear more younger kids rapping? Would you like to hear more younger kids singing? You know, would you like to hear more of your youth doing stuff, or, you know?
We'd like to hear more positive music going forward for the kids.
Okay. Go ahead.
we like hear more positive messages from the grown folks to the kids. So don't want to send bad messages out there.
That makes sense. Go ahead,
yeah,
baby boy. Go ahead.
Stop the beef. We want to stop the beef and all the drum they going around.
Mhm. All right, all right. Now, YK, we want you to hold on the line. We got another caller in. Caller? Hello, we got another caller. Caller?
Hello?
Yo, what up, what up?
How you doing? Who's calling?
Yo, this is the homie Madman. What's going down?
What's going on, Madman? Kimmy Simone up here on this thing. You call us and put them on blast radio. Just trying to start to do it myself. You know, I'm talking. We got YFK on the line right now. And I'm just going to do a little part of the show, and I'm going to let Crazy Mo Blood be, you know, take over the rest of it. But right now, we got YFK on there right now, and they were sending out their little message. You know, they want people, us elders, to give them a more positive message to the young youth people, you know, so that way give them more feedback, you know, to give them a better lookout, to give them motivation to keep going. You know, what do you want to say about that, man? What questions do you have?
What questions do I have for YFK or the youth in general?
What's that?
Hello?
Yeah, say that again.
You was asking me what question do I have for YFK or all the...
No. It's for YFK. YFK,
okay.
What questions do you have for the people in the music industry? Like, what do you want to ask them? Like, what's on your mind? Like, you know, I know you guys are trying to make it in the industry, and you guys are trying to break out the way you guys are trying to break out, but what do you want to ask the head officials or these artists that are out here? What do you want to ask them?
Hey, it's for YFK, right? Not for me, right?
Yeah, this for YFK. YFK, y'all still there? Hello, YFK? Oh, they must have lost contact. They was just there. But it's all
YFK.
Good, though. But we gonna keep it rolling. But, yeah, but we just trying to help the youngsters as far as you know already, man. As far as you know, we trying to help the youngsters, you know, get things off their chest. We're trying to calm them down is what we're trying to do. And we know everybody's trying to get in where they fit in, but we want YFK and any other youngsters out there that call in to let us know what's on their brain so us as adults can at least go and try to talk to her. Our officials, to our head people, you know, in the industry, to let them know how the youngsters are feeling and why they're wilding out so bad. You know, so that's what we're trying to get. So what do you take on that note? Like, what message do you have, like, a positive message-wise to help them on that note?
Well, YFK and all up-and-coming artists, the younger crowd, you know what I mean? That they're young and they're making music without cussing. You know what I mean? Because the adults do a lot of cursing in their music, you know what I'm saying? And they make a lot of songs that really ain't talking about much. And the youngsters, they come up with good ideas, especially YFK. YFK, they got a decent album over there, you know what I mean? They got a heavy following. So basically with them cats, all they got to do is get in school and continue pushing. Hello?
Hello?
YFK, you back?
Yes, sir.
We got Madman on the line. YFK, say what's up to Madman.
What's up, Madman?
What up? YFK in the house. YFK.
What's up? Madman was just touching bases on what you guys were talking about, so we're going to let Madman finish up. Finish saying what you were saying, Madman?
Yeah, like I was saying, YFK, man, they're a young, positive group. And so they're like a good example. You know what I mean, for black folks to lean on, or I should say, the up-and-coming youth can lean on like a YFK. YFK, they know how to make good songs, and then they do positive interviews, and they do good things. They ain't really, like, in trouble on the streets. They street cats, but they kind of got their blessings, man. They got an uncle, man. He keep them in line. So, you know what I mean, a lot of young groups need a mentor around to keep them in line. That's why they got Crazy Mo and put him on blast on the radio, you know, giving back
that's
the light to these youngsters, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, youngsters, pay attention to your OGs. if you want to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's talking sense, not the stupid OGs that's saying, yo, man, you got to step on this man's toes for y'all to get money. Message the people that really love you, that's really going to try to put your project in somebody's hand that can help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pay attention to the positive OGs, the ones that's trying to get you somewhere in life and trying to save your life, not the ones that's trying to destroy your life and set you up to wind up in prison somewhere doing life. See what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. But YFK, since we got you back on the line, I wanted to ask you, what do you guys as a group want from the industry? What can you ask us so we can go tell our head peoples, you know, what do you guys want out of this industry? Like, what do you guys want? What do you want us older people to do for you guys as a group and for young people?
We want for more young artists to get out in the industry and start expressing themselves.
That's what's up, you know. And what other questions that you might have, because I know you got more questions about the music industry. Do you have any questions about the industry on breaking in or record companies or anything like that?
We want to ask, why do they beef?
Why do they what?
Beef.
I think you said, why do they beef?
Oh, why do they be beefing?
Yeah, why do they beef with each other?
See, okay. We're going to ask them that, too. We're going to bring that to their attention. But as far as my opinion, you know, goes as far as people in the industry beefing, a lot of that is just for ticket sales, publicity. You know, some people, they really do be beefing because they really got problems out in the street. And then they bring it leads onto music, onto wax. You know what I'm saying? But some people, they just rap, and then they're not getting far in their career like they want to. So what they do is go find somebody else who they cool with and start problems. And they know the world that we live in nowadays, they like mischief. They like, you know, bad things. People rather listen to something that's bad than something that's good. See, if you put something out there on TV that's real good, a lot of people might not pay attention to it. But if you put something bad on TV with somebody doing a crime or a shooting or doing something drug dealing or something bad, you're going to focus on it and pay attention to it because that's the world we live in, you know. But a lot of people just beef like that for CD sales just to make money. See what I'm saying? Like, you got 50 Cent wise, he'll beef with somebody or somebody might beef with him, and then you look up and they on the same album together or they in a video and you be like, I thought they was just beefing with each other. You know, it's just all for publicity, just for to make more CD sales, to boost their CD sales up higher. It's just another hustle that they have. Yeah, in some cases it's like that, not all cases, but you know, it's just to boost up CD sales. But everybody else-wise, they really do be having problems in the street. And it just happened to be they rapping, and then they want to expose their enemies, so they get on wax and they expose their enemies and let them know, you know, this is what's wrong. You know, I don't like this rapper, I don't like that rapper, and all that. And then us as people, we looking at it like, oh, wow, 50 Cent beefing with the game. Or Jay-Z's beefing with such and such. You know, we want to know more. See what I'm saying? Because of the world we live in. That's why I say it's a bad world we live in. It's a cold, cold world we live in. But it's just, that's the way it is. And that does need to change, people beefing. And a lot of artists, mainstream artists and underground artists, they say it all the time. We need to stop the violence. We need to stop the beefing. You know, stop beefing on wax and then being out there doing something different because it gets people in a lot of trouble. And you got a lot of fake rappers out there, a lot of fake studio rappers, and they be out there causing problems, throwing wrenches in the game. So, you know, you might get a new rapper, somebody that's a nobody, and they want to be a somebody, so they'll just pick anybody in the industry, somebody they don't like, they'll target at Lil Wayne. And be like, oh, I don't like Lil Wayne, and be on a whack on music, on CD, talking mess about Lil Wayne, hoping Lil Wayne says something. Because the way the music industry is, if you are a nobody and you can get a mainstream artist that's a somebody to mention you inside their song, people will pay attention, and that's going to make you a somebody. That's what people think. It's going to make you a somebody. But I don't know. It's just that's the way it is. But is there any other questions or anything you might want to ask, YFK?
Yes, sir. My question is that all the negative gangbanging music and folk dissing, cussing each other, talking about killing, why they just can't make positive music to influence children to do the right thing?
Yeah, we're going to ask them that, too. We're going to bring that to their attention. And in my opinion, you know, a lot of people, you know, are fake. Like I said before, you know, there's a lot of fake people out there trying to perpetrate the real, and it's just all fake. So you got a lot of gangbang rappers, like from the West Coast, you know, that gangbang because they really lived that lifestyle. They was raised like that. I'm talking about the older guys. See what I'm saying? Even some of the middle-aged people, but the youngsters growing up, a lot of people are followers. You're supposed to be a leader, not no follower. Just because you see other people gangbanging and then you're born nowadays don't make you a gangbanger because everybody else is gangbanging. It don't work like that. See what I'm saying? But on the West Coast, like I said, even in some other places, but I'm speaking on the West Coast, you know, it's a way of life. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, you can't do nothing about it, even though we want to change it and make it better. But it's just hard to make it better because everybody has got their own minds and everybody's the same in a way. Everybody's corrupted. So I'm saying, and it starts with the parents. The parents are feeding these kids negativity when they're young. And then the kids grow up like that, believing that's the right thing to do when it's not the right thing to do. You know, so all that gangbanging stuff, you know, the gangbanging, that just a way of life for the West Coast. But everybody else thinking gangbanging is cool because I know in the South, you know, a lot of people, they don't gangbang. You know, the East Coast, they don't gangbang. But nowadays they do because they're following. They're trying to, yeah, times is changing and they're trying to follow after another trend. They're trying to follow after West Coast OG gangsters. So now everybody in the United States is gangbanging now. Red and blue, black rags, you know, Bloods and Crips, Vice Lords, and all those gangster disciples. You know, it's just crazy. But we're going to bring it to their attention and let them know, you know, the youngsters are speaking out and they speaking up and they want people to stop rapping more, you know, about gangbanging and stop beefing and promote more positive rap for the youngsters to grow up on. Because if we as older people can promote more positive music for the youngsters, then the youngsters that are born and growing up and coming into the industry will catch on to that and will come out rapping positive. And it'll keep it going, a positive trend. It'll keep going, passing it along, and now we got a positive industry. If we can make that happen, it's going to be something real, real big. See what I'm saying? And that's why we have Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, and this is where it started at, and we're trying to make that happen for all you youngsters out there. We're trying to make it happen. And I can't make promises I can't keep, but I know it's a promise that I'm going to make, that we're trying to really make it happen, and we promise we're going to talk to all the head officials and see what we can do about this industry and put it in the ears of these older artists that you as youngsters want more positive messages. Is there any other questions you guys might have?
No more questions, but we're here to let everyone know straight from YLK Mouth that we're going to stay positive.
That's what's up. And right now, YFK, I want you to stay on the line, but I want you to introduce the song. I know I had you guys on the show once again, you know, in the past, but all the new people that's tuning in, I want you to introduce this song called Party and let everybody know the concept behind this track.
We choose the song Party because we know everyone loves to party, and we decided to make a song called Party so everybody can jam, dance, and get crunk. And it's
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here. I'll put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station, YFK Party. Yeah. We're back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was YFK with Party. And everybody go out there and please support YFK. It's a young group with a good positive message at the party and song for all the youngsters. And we're back, you know, talking about this music industry discussion, part 7 with YFK, Let the Youth Speak. And they're just online, you know, telling everybody that's out there in the music world, we need more positive messages in rap music or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and stop rapping about the killings and the gangbanging. We just basically need more positive music out there. That's what we need, you know, and stop beefing out there on wax. Stop doing all that, you know what I'm saying, because there's people out there that's looking at you, artists, you know, that may love you guys, you know, your music, your talent, and you guys out there acting up, and it's making everybody think differently of you. So, you know, you got to stay on point at all times and keep up that positive message. And all the street violence, everybody rapped about guns and killings and drugs and females and all that. So, you know, it's time to put all that on the back burner now and rap about real life, some real life stuff. This world is almost over, so rap about real life and rap a message for all the youngsters and everybody out there, some real good music. And YFK, is there any shout-outs or anything you might want to give out right now?
Yeah, we'd like to give a shout out to Madman, our CEO, manager, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone, Miss Money. Like, give a shout out to everybody.
That's what's up.
UNG radio station. Like, give a shout out to everybody who supports us.
That's what's up. Y'all got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And everybody out there listening, you know, please support YFK. Like I said, support them. And everybody out there, be safe, stop the violence. We need to come together as one. We need unity. And we all need to support all the local artists, no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And before we leave and end the show, Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say something to you guys.
I just want to say one thing to you, YFK. Like I said, Young Fly Kids, I thank you guys so much for coming into this interview tonight and just giving the world your opinion, because believe it or not, you're heard more than one place, just not being heard right here. You're being heard all over. So I want to thank you guys, and I'm so proud of you. Like I said before, keep up the positive message. I'm getting a little choked up because it's a little overwhelming. But stay blessed, and God bless you guys, all of you, Young Fly Kids. And thank everybody, all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you, too. We love y'all.
That's what's up. And we
y'all can find us on YouTube at YFKDA Crew. And you can follow us on Twitter at DA, The Real YFK. And we want y'all to check out our new hit single, Turn Up.
That's what's up. Please support YFK. Support them youngsters. And everybody else out there listening, if you're a young artist, please call in, you know, just like they did, and give us your opinion, your feedback on this music industry, because it's just like voting for the president. Your opinion and your thoughts really do count. Because we're trying to change this industry and make it a sound that everybody can be happy with. So YFK, like I said before, I thank you guys for tuning in and calling in. And much love until next time. God bless. And we out.
God bless you too.
Line, kick off another ride. Life is like too much B12, nobody rhymes. Look in his eyes, see the everyone can see he's dying. He did it all for the set, too many times a ride. Now he's stuck all alone with no one by his side. That's how the street is. You better pick the right route, heaven or this year. This what we face. Every day in my city, this what we lace with. Poverty and gunshots. California, my nigga, this from the blacktop. This from the blacktop. That's how the streets is. You better pick the right route, handling beef, kid. This what we face. Every day in my city, this what we lace with. Poverty and gunshots. California, my nigga, this from the blacktop. From the blacktop. This dedicated to the card on the boatyard. Maximum security, escorted by folk cars. Growing up in the hood, homie, it's so hard. Before you get to high school, you get behind bars. I try to tell you about life and how I got scored. The first time I said blood and what some hard stores. I was under some niggas, homie, that's real hard. And every one of them niggas is locked behind bars. Facing life, double life, even the DP. But coming up, the only goal we had was BNG. Burn a nigga up if he come down the wrong street. Cause if he leave the same hour, he back to get me. Police ain't shit, we never trust them. They took my family for life, but would we trust them? If I knew I'd get away, I'd probably fuck them. Even though I got a few partners that really touched them. Look at the hood now, they really touched us. Took the street from my niggas and gave them handcuffs.